Sunday Lunch. Sunday Lunch with your favourite Essex boy, Tony Smith.
Tony Smith.
On Phoenix 98 FM.
Yo, summer of love, people. I'm feeling good right now. Check it out. So relax, you put your hair back, lights on track, the bottle caps crack, casual wine, too many girls but too little time, summer of love, let me see your body shine, no stress on your mind, we haven't even met but I wanna make you mine, can you feel the beat, can you feel the heat, your heart locked up and I'm the key, let me set you free, it's the summer of love and it's just you and me, let me cut to the chase, we're both the same age, you got a pretty face that I really wanna date, your body, my body, start to engage, not too fast, just that little pace, you could be space and I could be ace, it's the summer of love.
It's just you and me, oh, summer of love. It's just you and me, summer of love. It's just you and me, oh, summer of love. It's just you and me.
Sunday Lunch with Tony Smith on Phoenix 98 FM.
Welcome back, and that was Summer Love. Cielo.
Cielo.
Hello, guys. How's it going?
Not too bad.
Yeah, not bad, man. How are you?
Welcome to the show. That track was great. I enjoyed that. Summer of Love. That is taken off the EP.
Yeah.
Open Your Mind. Before we start, let's just have a quick introduction. Who's who, starting on the left?
Okay, well, my name's George. I play guitar and sing.
My name's Will. I play guitar.
I'm Tom, I play bass.
I'm Arnhem, I sing, rap.
Aaron, I play drums.
And the drummer right over in the background. He hasn't got mic,
bless him. Try to keep him in the background, you know. Yeah. It's best there.
Hey, of course, you're not local. You've travelled all the way from Norwich.
Isn't we?
We're Norfolk born and bred. Norfolk and good, that's what we are.
Isn't that where they had the sale of the century? Live from Norwich.
Yeah, pretty much, yeah.
God, I'm showing the age.
But yeah, we've got a gig down in London tonight, so we're just sort of travelling through, and you're nicely en route, which is a beautiful thing.
Yeah, it's good, that's cool. And you're staying overnight in London? Or
no, we just do the gig down there and then travel back up to Norfolk.
Straight back into
We've been in London all week.
Yeah, we had gigs. We were playing at the 100 Club on Friday night. Night before that, we were in Camden, and then we're back down in Camden on Wednesday as well. So we're just trying to gig a lot in London, basically.
Cool. To talk quickly about the name, because I've been battling trying to pronounce it. It's Cielo.
Cielo. Yeah, perfect.
Great stuff. Now, how did you get to that name? Because it's a tad unusual.
Basically, me and George was in the acoustic chair to start off with, and we didn't have a name. And I remember actually this moment. We sat in a Zagila outside Angel Road.
Yeah.
And we were thinking, right, we need a band name. What can we do? And I was just like, let's think of something cool. Yeah. I was like, you was brought up in Spain, George.
Brought up in Spain.
Like, what's the Spanish word for sky? You know, sky is a nice kind of thing.
Yeah.
He's like, Cielo. And I was like, that sounds good.
That'll do. And then ever since, everyone's been calling us Cielo. So it's a beautiful world.
I thought it might be, but I thought, perhaps it might just be too obvious for that, because it's a Spanish word. Talk about cool, he's looking cool, isn't he, with his hat?
Well, yeah, he did look a bit Russian, but cool as well.
Yeah.
I was going to take a photo of you in a second, I'll tweet it out so everyone can have a look. He's got, what do you call those hats? They're like Russian, aren't they?
Furry.
I don't know. Furry.
What do you make of Brentwood? I suppose you've probably seen Towie and that lot.
You're
in the home of where it's all filmed.
This is true. We've seen some sights as we've come through, and we definitely know we're in Towie country.
They do tours, you know.
Do they actually?
Unbelievable.
That's amazing.
The thing is, I'm kind of an Essex boy. I was brought up in Ilford.
Oh, down the road.
Yeah, down the road, exactly.
Yeah, so you've come to Norfolk, you foreigner.
Yeah. What's how did the band form? Tell us a story about how you all got together, because you're all friends, have you met?
Me and Arnhem met back in Norwich City College about 5-6 years ago now, and we had a bit of a jam sesh, and then didn't see each other for about a year and a half, 2 years, and then I got a phone call out of the blue saying, do we want to do some music, if you fancy, you know, writing some stuff? So we started as an acoustic duo, acoustic guitar and vocals, and then we ran into some people that...
I went to sixth form.
Yep.
In Hewitt, and met, I used to use the studio sometimes, and the producer there, the assistant teacher, Ben Parker, he laid down some bass on one of our tracks one time.
Yep.
And then brought in
our lovely percussionist / drummer Az, right? And then we went along as a four-piece band for a bit, got a bit of a bigger sound, and then we added in Will on guitar as well, to add some extra beauty to the music, ideally. And the newest member of the band is the lovely Tom Jordan, sat there, who's already at his first gig managed to acquire himself a massive female fan. So he's doing the job well.
Cool. How would you describe, for the listeners, how would you describe your musical genre? How do you describe the music you play?
Well, I mean, ultimately, it's sort of urban pop. Think a bit of Plan B, followed by a bit of Carlos Santana, a healthy dollop of pop,
yep.
And plenty of influences from all over the place. I mean, we all come from very different musical backgrounds. I was brought up with a lot of sort of rock and roll and old style stuff. Got Will here on guitar, loves John Mayer and all that sort of jazz. Our drummer Az is into his
Nirvana,
Sex Pistols, Nirvana, that sort of jazz. Yeah,
yeah, I'm into like kind of old school hip hop, a lot of jazz influences.
Yeah, and Tom just likes to watch TV. Oh no, or jazz.
And you're quite young to be jumping into the music industry. It's so hard now. Is it something you like to do for fun? But if it goes further, it goes further. Or,
well, George has been doing it since he was like six.
Yeah, well, I'm a full time guitarist. I've been very fortunate. I've played on cruise ships and done, you know, I've worked all over the place, and so music is a career for me. This is just the original stuff, because to earn a living you need to do a lot of covers. It pays a lot better.
What influences your music in today's world, or old music?
Well, I mean, most of what I do as a job, so to speak, is literally whatever an audience wants. So it's covers, anything from, you know, Take That to Frank Sinatra to Kings of Leon, you know, it's whatever happens to go down well at whatever audience. But when it comes to original stuff, then it's what we make here.
We all have an input, really.
What's talk about this new EP? This is your new EP out.
Debut, yep. Only one.
Open Your Mind. It's got it's five tracks. It's this year, isn't it?
Copyright.
Six tracks. Yeah. Tell us a little bit about that and what started that off.
Basically, we just collected just a number of songs that we just wrote over like a year or a year and a half. Yeah, and when the band was finally formed and everything was going, and you know, we decided we need a product. You know,
we need to get something
to get some material out there. So we had a debut EP launch March 1st, I believe, this year.
This is an Epic TV studio.
Well,
it was Anglia, wasn't it?
Used to be the Anglia TV Centre. Yeah, fantastic room to play in. We had almost 500 people turn up to watch us play, and the feeling of having people sing your own lyrics and your own songs back at you, and you can do breakdowns and they know all the lyrics, is out of this world. It's, you know, best feeling you can get on stage.
That
was one of our best gigs to date. You know, that was the most Cielo fans we've had in one room at the same time ever. So can't complain.
Yeah, it must be cool though.
Yeah, very cool.
Screaming Girls.
We have a couple. You know, we've got our favourites.
Yeah, we got.
That's good. Well, before we do a live track, we're going to do track 5, which is My Type of Girl.
Yep.
It's the first song we ever wrote. Mm-hmm.
Is it?
Yeah, song we ever wrote.
So this is a special track for you.
Indeed, it is.
Okay, let's give it a whirl.
Two good friends, I know I can't have a bottle fight to the end. And if she rejects me, I'll be back again. Da 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 da. She's my type of girl. She's got a cute little face. Stick on whatever in a morning fashion taste. She even has the chips with a lot of mayonnaise. Every time I see her, I get a smile on my face. But I guess we're only friends. I just don't wanna pretend. The story's just started and it's not gonna end. She makes me wanna sing. Da 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 da. She's my type of girl. Da 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 da. She's my type of girl. I love to play fight when we get drunk. My heart's a chubby pan, she's taking a chunk. We used to smoke cigs every time we bunked. But my heart's a Titanic and it's soon to be sung. Yeah, I think about her all the time. Cause my heart was once ice, now it's starting to melt. And I hate the thought of seeing her with somebody else. I just don't stand a chance. She's gotta know I ain't telling her pants. She ain't the type of girl that does romance. But all I wanna do is hold her.
Sunday Lunch with Tony Smith on Phoenix 98 FM.
Welcome back, My Type of Girl. Love that track.
Thank you.
I like the rapping as well. It's an integral part of your sound as well, isn't it?
Yeah, definitely.
Now, we was talking about the stage work, etc. Who would you like to share the stage with? If you was good to collaborate with someone live, who would it be at the moment?
Oh, now there's a very good question, isn't it?
John Mayer.
Yeah,
I'll leave that to you, Will. What do you think?
It's just dreamy stuff, isn't it? Yeah, John Mayer is kind of they all joke around because I've massive influence, but yeah, that'd be amazing. But
I think if you
realistic, someone kind of in the charts, I don't know really.
It don't have to be the charts. It could be. That'd be dead.
I think if you asked any one of us individually, it would be you'd get a different answer from each of us, which I think is.
Well, let's try it. Let's go from you.
Okay, I'd love to share the stage with Carlos Santana.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it'd be John Mayer for me, definitely.
Yeah, so, probably John Mayer as well.
Oh, we've got two John Mayers. You just proved me wrong. How could you do that to me, Tom?
Do you think I'm
I thought you were going to say someone jazzy.
Man, it'd be someone legendary like MJ, but...
Yeah, Michael Jackson, now that would be pretty incredible.
Yeah, that'd be cool.
That'd be quite hard, yeah.
I've got no idea.
I'm going to
say.
As would choose Nirvana, I'm sure.
Well, yeah. I mean, talking of which, I mean, in 2012, you supported Feeder and the Pigeon Detectives.
Yeah.
That must have been pretty fun.
That was amazing. Well, there was a festival called Playfest, which we played at last year, and they were the headliners, which to just be involved in something like that, where you've got, you know, such big names that you just, you know, you see around. That was only in our first year of existing as a band as well, so we've been going properly for 2 years in its current form as a five-piece band. That was a very big milestone. That same year, we also headlined at the Norwich Art Centre, which is it is the place to play in Norwich in many ways. The legends that have played there as well. So it's incredible to share the stage, not share the stage, but to share a venue where you know that there's been such great music made in the past.
Yeah, and we were talking earlier on. You've all got different. You've all been involved in different musical projects. So you were talking about in cruise ships, etc.
Yeah.
So individually, what have you been up to before you started the band?
I when I was like 15, 16 in high school, I set up like a duo, like a kind of a hip hop R&B kind of. Yeah, it was called Coloured. We got fairly kind of successful in our hometown. We supported like Chipmunk, Tiny Temper, Sway, Wretch 32, only around Norwich. But it was a little stint we had, and then we kind of broke away, and then that's when me and George started doing stuff. But yeah, we've all had experience from previous stuff. Really.
And all been in bands and stuff, haven't we, from young ages? I think so, a key one, kind of bedroom bands.
I think it was Destiny, that's what it was.
Yes. Brought us all together, yeah. I mean, as our drummer plays with a function band as well and does it full time and has worked on ships with myself as well. So we've all done a fair few gigs in our time working our way up the ladder and trying to get a bit of experience.
I lived in Spain as well as George. I lived in Marbella actually, which people from this area might know quite well.
Yeah, he lived in the posh part.
6 years, so
Marbella is practically Essex.
Yeah, I've played down Nicky Beach a few times and stuff like that, so I've got influences from that area as well. But since I moved back, I've been playing in another band, but I've now joined this one, which is great.
Yeah, he's a turncoat. He's abandoned his other band.
So you're gigging at the moment. I know you just said earlier on you're going to London after this. What else? Where can people find you at the moment?
Well, you can find out all about our gig details is on our website cloofficial.net or on Twitter at cloofficial, Facebook /cloofficial. If you type in CIELO, see a nice little bit of promotion from the drummer in the background. Beautiful work. Yeah, CIELO official.
We've been gigging about. We've been blessed to play. I mean, like a few quite good gigs. I mean, we've done the O2 Islington about a month ago.
Yeah,
or about 2 months ago now, actually.
A couple of months.
We've done the 100 Club this Friday. You know, and that was massive.
I'm going forward. We're playing in Camden on Wednesday at it's the Old Queen Vic, I think.
The Old Queen Vic.
And at the moment we haven't got anything lined up in Essex, so if there's any massive music promoters listening at the moment and they'd like a band called Cielo to play at their event, then we are the only choice for them.
Yeah, good friend of ours, Divider, playing the Sugar Hut.
Yeah,
I don't know where that is, but
it's the Sugar Hut Cafe. They've just started doing music nights on mainly on a Thursday.
Yeah, I think that's when they are playing on Thursday.
And we've also got the CX Bar, which is a bar, a live stage bar, which is in by the old pub called the Railway Tavern in right next to the station. That does mainly live music, but so there's a lot of live music going around. I mean, do you prefer local gigs, or are you keen to keep it into London? Is that where you see the scene for your band?
At the moment, I think it's a case of we're sort of concentrating on trying to get a little bit of a buzz going in London. Ultimately, that's where there's a lot of very important people. But we'll take gigs wherever, you know. We've played in a few places around the country. But at the moment, we've had some good fun in Norfolk and got a nice fan base there and playing some really cool gigs there. And we're just building it up in London and then hopefully slowly spreading out. So we're certainly looking to perform wherever the opportunities take us.
Okay, well, you're going to play live in the studio. What's you going to pick for your track?
What should you do? A bit of All We Need Is Love?
Why not?
Okay, take it away.
They don't know just how we live now. Working all day just trying to get out. All we need is love.
That's what we need now.
All we need is love.
That's what we need now.
They don't know just how we live now. Working all day just trying to get out. All we need is love.
That's what we need now.
All we need is love.
I wake up, confusion in my mind. I wipe the dust from my eyes so I could read the time. Another day in life, another day I strive. Yeah, my mind seems dead, but my body is alive. All I see is black, even though the sun shines. I wanna be on the track, while my thoughts ain't blind. I wanna feel bliss, I start to reminisce about my younger days. And where I never gave up. Maybe life is the trick, cause
when I put two and two together. Nothing still clicks, life's like poker chips. You either play it safe or you take the risk. Please, someone help me light this clip, let's go.
They don't know just how we live now. Working off, they just try to get out. All we need is love.
That's what we need now.
All we need is love.
That's what we need now.
They don't know just how we live now. Working all day, just trying to get out. All we need is love.
That's what we need now.
All we need is love. Celebrity means nothing to me.
That's what we need now. Yo, break it down for me. Yo, we can find the better days. Drinking liquor, smoking purple haze. Just think positive, then the skies are never grey. Say what you wanna say, even if they say you don't do it anyway. I'm just trying to get my cake. Pass me the zoom so I can get baked. Keep your head up and forget all the pain. Take your clothes off and dance in the rain. It's time to celebrate. Yo, it's a new you. It's time to renovate. Happiness will come. We just need to change. We're living on the ground cause I'm living like a plane. Yeah, we point fingers cause we're the ones to blame.
They don't know just how it live now, working all day, just trying to get out. All we need is love.
That's what we need now.
All we need is love.
That's what we need now.
They don't know just how we live now.
Working all day,
just trying to get out. All we need is love.
That's what we need now.
All we need is love. All we need is love.
Listening to Sunday Lunch with Tony Smith on Phoenix 98 FM.
Fantastic. What was that track called?
It's called All We Need Is Love, not to be confused with the classic Beatles tune called All You Need Is Love. Love.
Absolutely. And God, give this man some respect. Great bit of rap in there. It really makes you sound, doesn't it?
Absolutely. Well, it's an integral part, isn't it?
It is.
He is the looks and the pretty face in the band as well, you know. He's the focal point. He's the one that gets all the knickers thrown at him.
But he must get really hot because he's got a scarf on as well.
He's got a scarf on and a furry hat.
Degrees. Hey man, yeah. It's cold. I'm a cold-blooded person.
Yeah. Every band needs its diva, and you know, he fulfills that role for us, which is a beautiful thing.
Mm-hmm. Talk us about the sound. Who's doing the writing of the songs at the moment? Is it a collective for the band, or are you each picking up certain bits?
It's a bit weird. I tell you what, me and George I just say whatever feel we want. I'll be like, George, give me like something upbeat or something summery, and then he'll mess around with the chords.
Initially, it was us as the duo, so I wrote all of the music, and you did the lyrics and some of the melodies. And then as we've got, you know, the full band involved, it's more and more, it's becoming a team effort between all of us. I'd say more often than not, the initial idea will come up from both of us, and then we'll bring it to the band and they'll add their parts. But then, that being said, the most recent tunes we've written in the rehearsal studio, and come up with some amazing riffs. I mean, Will is the riff maestro.
Riff daddy.
He is the riff daddy. our sound is absolutely changing as we go forward, and we're finding
still growing.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, hopefully we'll never find that sound, and we'll keep changing as the time goes on. That's the plan, anyway.
Yeah. Do you get nervous for going on stage with these big gigs coming up in London, etc.?
Well, the thing is, I mean, what you're seeing here is so different to what we are on stage. I mean, we're a live band. I mean, proper, we're all about performance, isn't it?
Yeah,
when we go electric, it's
quite hard to capture the live product that we like. When we're on stage, we do pride ourselves on putting on a bit of a show, and it's hard to capture that on record, if I'm honest. You know, it's a little bit more clinical almost, and you're recording your parts and you're trying to get it exactly right. But on stage, we do have some very good fun on stage. Get the crowd going.
And we do get nerves sometimes. Well, I do sometimes, but it's always good to get nerves.
Yes, of course it is. Yeah, yeah. Keeps you fresh.
Yeah, keeps you on your toes.
What's the most embarrassing thing that's happened to you on stage?
Oh, don't even go there.
Just dance and fall over.
There's a small possibility. We played a gig in Bury St Edmunds. It was Homegrown Festival, and lovely stage was all set up, sort of back of a truck, sort of Arctic, massive thing. It was very nice. Probably about 6-7 foot off the ground, and you've got one of the speakers at the front so that you don't go too near to the front to fall off the front. And Arnhem does like to jump around a little bit, which is great. And he thought it would really, you know, work well with the crowd to get in front of the monitor speakers so he could get closer to them. And whilst jumping around, slipped on some of the leads and literally fell off the front of the stage about 6-7 foot, bounced on the grass.
But then I got straight back up and hit the bridge for the song.
And didn't miss a beat.
Didn't miss a beat. Did not miss a beat. Got straight up, act as if it was part of the act.
Absolutely. But you were stacked down at the bottom of the stage until the end of that song when we could help you back up.
I had
up.
So much adrenaline going, it didn't actually hurt, but if I wasn't actually performing, that would have Oh, that would have killed.
Yeah, that looked painful. We watched the whole thing. We just saw him bounce. It was, that was the greatest moment so far.
Is that caught on YouTube? Do you have videos on YouTube?
There's YouTube/YellowOfficial. Yep. We've got a couple of music videos up there, some live stuff.
Check those out.
Also, anyone who's listening, if you follow @CLOfficial or retweet our last tweet, we're donating 50p to the Poppy Legion.
Yeah,
today,
so. I'll say that early on.
Yeah, absolutely. So hopefully there's not necessarily more than 1,000 people, because then we might be bankrupt.
We'll be skin.
We will happily between the five of us. 50 pence per retweet or friend follow that we get, it's all going to an amazing cause, so you can't really go wrong, can you?
How'd you get on as working together as a band and, privately? Did you find each one of you have, annoys each, if you was in Big Brother's house and you had to vote one of you off, who would you vote off? What other band member would you vote off?
I mean, Arnhem is the one that we've got to look after, he's a little bit like a child, need to take care of him, make sure he washes himself daily.
Yeah. To be fair, we're all like one big family. I mean, we've all bonded like so closely together in the last year. It's just, it's been crazy, but and I wouldn't change it for the world.
Of course, we still want to know what is under the hat.
Yeah, well, this is true. I think he's balding. I think that's
what it is. If you're like me, eggshell blonde.
Yeah. To be fair, I'm either when I go out, I'm either seen as Zane from One Direction or Aston from JLS.
Yeah, you pretty much are JLS.
I think you're a bit of a mixture between the two, aren't you? I think more JLS than Zane.
Yeah, I think JLS. He can't backflip, though, which is a very, very sad.
Yeah, I'm trying to get out.
Oh, yeah, he does do the old acrobatics, doesn't he? You do that, but only when you're falling over the leads.
Exactly, this is true. All good.
We're going to do another track on the album.
She's Mine.
Is Mine. It's a third one.
This is like a kind of a swing kind of track, isn't it?
Yeah, it's a bit. It's a theme from the old 1940s sort of music.
With a bit of hip hop in it.
A little bit of hip hop, yes.
And is this one you wrote as well?
Yeah, absolutely. All the tracks on the EP are original material. So
okay, let's give it a play.
Sweet.
Track called She's Mine. Loving that track. We'll be straight back after these.
Just another 10 shops to go.
What?
there's nothing better than spending time at the Bay Tree Centre. So shopping over 25 stores all within the Bay Tree Centre and a chance to grab a coffee. You can shop till you drop. The Bay Tree Centre is open 7 days a week, situated just off the high street with ample parking nearby in the multi-storey car parks and a wide range of shops. The centre will truly enhance your shopping experience. Please contact individual stores for their opening times. What is a CVS? A Council for Voluntary Service is a local voluntary organisation formed and run by local voluntary groups to promote and develop the effectiveness of voluntary action. CVS promote the effectiveness of local groups and organisations by providing support services such as information, advice and training. CVS acts as a representative body for the views and needs of the voluntary sector and supports the development of a clear partnership and complementary working relationships between the voluntary sector, volunteers and statutory agencies. CVS maintains a resource centre which is staffed and equipped. For more information, call 01277 222299.
Want to learn how to drive? Then why not call Easy to Pass? With Easy to Pass, you can learn to drive at your own pace and at a time and day that suits you. And we don't just teach learners to drive. We can offer refresher lessons and motorway tuition, as well as training people to become driving instructors. So why not give Easy to Pass a call now on 0800 881 8745 and get yourself on the road to getting a driving licence. Or visit our website at easy-number2-pass.co.uk.
At the George and Dragon Mountain Essing, that warm Christmas glow doesn't just come from our roaring log fires. It doesn't just come from the friendly service. It comes from the moment your eyes fall in love with our sumptuous, freshly prepared Christmas meals. There's a wide selection of starters, mains and desserts. This year, you'll take the credit for getting that festive Christmas meal just right. Mention Phoenix FM when you reserve and get a free bottle of house red or white wine. Woo-hoo! Call Brentwood 352-461. Make this Christmas one to remember. The George and Dragon Mount Nessing.
Here's something different. Sunday, December the 1st. Get festive and dress up as Father Christmas for the St. Francis Hospice fundraising Santathon. Run, walk or jog the 5 km route that starts and ends at Dagenham and Redbridge Football Club. There'll be a raffle, prizes and even a competition for the best dressed Santa. So join in and raise money for specialist nurses and doctors who provide free care for local people. The St. Francis Hospice Santathon. Find out more at sfh.org.uk.
And talk about live music. Thanks to Hinda for just correcting me on the Essex Arms, which is the CX Bar, not the Railway Tavern, which is the bar down the road, which is formerly called the Railway Tavern, now called Murphy's, of course. Let's have a quick look at the events.
Phoenix FM Events Guide.
Saturday, 16th of November, 7 o'clock, live music department. The Jeb, Scarlet Echo and Exterminators. That was organised by the Blue Beat Room. It's at Billericay Town Football Club, New Lodge, Blunt's Wall Road, of course, in Billericay. Post-Punk Legends Department S, famous for their 1981 hit. Is Vic there? Do you remember that one? We'll be making a rare live performance with the Phoenix FM Battle Stage entrance, Scarlet Echo, and upcoming bands, the Jebs and Exterminators. Cost is £11, including the booking fee. You can get all the details off the Phoenix FM website on the Events tab.
For more details about these events and many more happening in your local area, go to phoenixfm.com and click on Events Guide.
Welcome back. And it's been a real pleasure to have you in. I've been really enjoying the music. We're going to play out with a song just before we finish. But just quickly, just run through how people can get in touch with you and also find out more about the band and, more importantly, the gigs and the music itself.
Absolutely. Well, we're called Cielo, and if you put official after that and go to any social networking thing, you'll find us. Yeah. So Twitter, at Cielo Official, Facebook, / Cielo Official.
Yeah, Cielo is spelled C-I-E-L-O.
Just and it's that. Quite recognisable because you've got the logo is like a cloud, isn't it?
Absolutely, yeah.
So basically, just as soon as you see the cloud, you know it's
exactly. It's a blue background with a white cloud, which is made out of a jackleaf. So it's got a little weird thing at the end. And our website cieloofficial.net. You can find all about gigs on the website or through any of the social media ways. And, you know, come and see us at some point. If you say that you've heard us at Phoenix FM, we'll even give you a free sticker.
Absolutely.
Fantastic. How's that for a deal?
What's next for you for the rest of the year and next year?
Well, I mean, we're looking...
Well, yeah, we're going to move down to London, hopefully.
Yeah, exactly. It's London's where it's at to a certain extent. But it depends what opportunities we come around. We've got some big gigs coming up in Norfolk before we leave there. And we'll still probably be coming back to the hometown from time to time. And then in the new year, hopefully looking at getting involved in the festival season again. We had some fun gigs last year at local festivals. Hopefully get on a bit more of a national circuit coming up. We're involved with a couple of different booking agents to sort out some nice gigs. And it's taking music wherever it happens to take us. So okay. That's the plan.
Great stuff. Well, listen, thanks for joining them on the show.
Thank you.
I hope to hear you soon. And I'll be watching your progress on Facebook and all the other social medias. You're going to play us out with a track, what it's called?
Don't Feel the Same.
Absolutely. This is not even available on the EP. This will be on our next record when it's released next year.
Exclusive.
It's an exclusive, absolutely.
All the better.
Same.
I don't feel the love,
cause all I feel is pain. You're playing my heart with all these games.
Don't feel the same.
Don't feel the same.
I don't feel the love, cause all I feel is pain.
You're playing my heart, yo, with all these games.
Like a playground all wet with rain. Heart was burning, you put out the flame. Kinda strange how two minds change. We was on the right path, then we switched lanes. Used to be spicy, now it's just plain. You rearrange all the pieces to my heart. Where we meant to go now, back to the start. Here's my love, you can tear it apart now. Don't feel the same.
I don't feel the same.
I don't feel the love, cause all I feel is pain.
You're playing my heart with all these games.
Don't feel the same.
Don't feel the same.
I don't feel the love, cause all I feel is pain.
You're playing my heart, yeah, with all these games.
What was I thinking? What was I drinking? Love's in the heart, now it's just sinking. You disappeared when I started blinking. I'm on a journey, you can call me Tintin. In it for the win-win, got a smile, got a grin-grin. I'm feeling the pain that you insinuating through my veins. System pathways deploy strain on the everlasting flame. Disintegrated love, unwanted change. Asphyxiated love until I went insane. I feel I'm to blame, passion down the drain.
Yeah, she's walking out the door. Yeah, she's walking out the door. No more, no more, no more. Yeah, she's walking out the door. Yeah, she's walking out the door. No more, no more, no more. Yeah, she's walking out the door. Yeah, she's walking out the door. No more, no more, no more. Yeah, she's walking out the door. Yeah, she's walking out the door. No more, no more, no more. Come on. Yeah, she's walking out the door. Yeah, she's walking out the door. No more, no more, no more.
She's walking out the door, yeah, she's walking out
the door, no more, no more, no more.
Hey!
It
don't feel the same,
don't feel the same.
I don't feel the love, cause all I feel is pain.
You're playing my heart with all these games.
It don't feel the same,
don't feel the same.
Don't feel the love, cause all I feel is pain.
You're playing my heart with all these games.
With all these games. Girl, you're breaking my heart. Girl, you're breaking my heart with all these games.
With all these games.
Girl, you're breaking my heart. Girl, you're breaking my heart. Girl, you're breaking my heart with all these games.
It don't feel the same. Don't feel the love, cause all I feel is pain.
You're listening to Sunday Lunch with Tony Smith on Phoenix 98 FM.